Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick speaking.
Hi, I'm calling for my business. We received an offer for a small business loan, and I just want to get some information about it.
Sure. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code?
Yes. 2311-3101-0006-0611.
Thanks. Just give me a second here. I'll bring up your company profile. Okay, calling from Tire City?
Yes.
Okay. And your name?
My name is Michelle.
And your last name, Lynn?
Flynn, F-L-Y-N-N.
Sorry. I think we had it in here as Lynn. I'll fix that right now. Okay. And the best number to reach you in case we get disconnected?
631-281-0247.
Thanks. Okay, great. And we had the mailing address correct at 1015 Montauk Highway in Shirley?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. Yeah, it looks like we sent you an offer for financing with capital and equipment based on some prior borrowing history with First Federal from a long time ago. But so what are you looking for, capital or equipment or both? Or?
Well, I guess I'm not sure. I'm calling from my boss. He said he wanted to consolidate some other business loans into this one, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Is that something that could be done?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. So do you know,
so
do you...
just wanted me to...
I'm sorry? Okay. I was just going to ask a little bit...
he just wanted me to find out a couple, just some information, you know, like number one, could he consolidate his... You know, he has a few business loans, I guess, with Capital One, I think. So he would probably want to consolidate it and then maybe have some money left over to use for whatever he needed. He wants to know how it's paid off and what the interest rate is.
Right. Okay. So what are the approximate balances on the Capital One loans?
I believe one is around $90,000. And another one is about $25,000.
Okay. Well, what kind of business loans are they? Are they for equipment or are they capital?
They're, I guess, for both. We are, you know, a full service tire company, auto shop. You
mm-hmm.
know, people come there and get their cars fixed. So, you know, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure he's used the loan through Capital One just to keep his business afloat. I'm
mm-hmm.
sure to buy equipment for the shop, you know, but I don't know specifically. I'm sure he's bought equipment for the shop. I'm sure he's paid some bills. I'm sure he's just, you know, used it for some cash flow,
mm-hmm.
You know, a little bit of each.
Sure. The reason I ask is, obviously, if it was an equipment loan that he had through Capital One, I'm sure the rate would be really low and it wouldn't make any sense to consolidate it. And that's just what I get
okay.
at. They usually give you pretty long-term
yeah.
rates. I'm not sure what their interest rate on a...
I could probably look and see right now. I have all the files up here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let me see. It's Capital One. Small. It's a small business line of credit is what it is.
Oh, okay.
So let me see if the interest rate is on here.
I'm pretty familiar with... what it is approximately.
Okay.
But so the line of
okay.
credit's the one that's 90,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the 25,000 was an additional business loan.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay. That's probably more of a traditional business loan, right?
Yeah. What does it say here? It says annual percentage rate
6%.
Mm-hmm. So... yeah, on $95,000 this 1 month, he had $460 interest. Daily periodic rate is 0.017%.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's any any goals for the business or for the money, you know, our loans aren't going to beat 6%. You know, I'll just be upfront with you.
It's going to be more than that.
Of course. You know, we're not a depository institution. We don't have your accounts. How banks work is they take your money and everyone else's money. Yeah. And then they lend it to you and then not pay anyone else the interest they get out of it, right? It's a great, I wish I had a bank. It's the greatest scam I've ever heard of. But but it works, right? And it gets you low interest loans. And so our loans are, they're unsecured. So we're never going to ask for future financials. And unlike that line of credit, our loans are non-callable, meaning, you know, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, the way his line of credit is set up. If your business has a couple bad quarters consecutively, or maybe, I'm not sure exactly how your agreement is written out, but they can call in that entire 95 and give you 60 days to pay it. So that's, they actually ask for, I'm not sure with your situation, if they ask for quarterly financials or just annuals.
I'm not sure. Cause I don't really deal with that end, but
So but that's the thing.
It's just, that's true. I mean, he's been banking with Capital One forever, so I'm sure he gets, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm familiar with them. I used to bank with them. I'm from the East Coast. And so, yeah, but, it's a great bank, but, that's the difference is, our loans are going to be higher than 6%, so it doesn't make sense to consolidate that debt unless they called it in, right? Because our loans will go out to 3 years. So if they called it in and said, hey, listen, we want this money in 60 days, then definitely it would make sense to stretch it out to 3 years or 2 years even if it was a higher rate, so you don't have to come out of pocket with $95,000. So
now what about if he just wanted to take out like a small loan just for capital, I guess, like say he wanted to take out $50,000 or $100,000, what would the terms be on something like that?
Right. And these are just basic terms because obviously I really don't know much about the financials of your business and Michael himself.
No, I know you have to put all that in to give me that kind of
information. Right. And we're not like Capital One. It doesn't take us 6 weeks, you know, or 4 to 8 weeks to get you an answer. We work in about a day. We're pretty fast.
Okay. But,
just the ballpark range would be, you know, our business loans go from 6 months to 3 years. So it really depends on what you're looking for, right? Some people, like we work with wholesalers, for example, that flip inventory in 3 months. So they like short-term loans. Sometimes we work with people that need a longer-term solution because of their business needs, right? So we have the three-year option available.
He would probably want something longer-term, so I would say think the three-year option for him.
Okay. And essentially we lend off of, we don't dig too deep into the financials. You know, we want to do like minimal paperwork. So we essentially, we lend off of the revenue. So the top line revenue. So if the business does, you know, for example, I don't know, but if it does $1 million a year, the ballpark approval, you know, we're usually about 10 to 15% of that, would be, so it'd be 100, 150. And then how that works is, let's say we approved you for $150,000, you could just take the 50 now, if the 50 is all he's looking for, and you'd know that you were approved for additional 100, which you could access down the road.
Okay.
So it works like a line of credit there, except that whatever amount you take up front gets set into a term loan.
Okay.
So you have a fixed payment. It's non-callable. It's non-cancelable. So it's protected.
Yeah. And then that term could be stretched out as far as 3 years?
Right, right. So we always just approve you for the longest term and the most money and then work backwards to make the payment fit, right? And then there's all sorts of things that we do as far as refinancing our own loans and such. So, you know, if we couldn't approve you for a three-year term right now and we only got you a two-year term, we'd be able to refinance it halfway point, like, for example, at a year and stretch out the term there as long as the payment history was good. It's all about just, since we don't have your deposits, we don't have that relationship yet, so that's where we're just real big on starting that.
I get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And you can you give me any idea of what the interest rates are like, or they're all, it depends on all different things?
Yeah, well, we're a risk-based lender. So to tell you the factors that go into it, it's time in business, mm-hmm. the business credit.
Oh, that's about 30 years. I know
oh,
that.
Perfect. Yeah. So exactly. So it's time in business credit.
Okay.
And on smaller businesses, we look at the personal credit of the owners. Not so much because it's a heavy weight on the outcome, but we have to look to make sure there's no tax liens north of $300,000. And sometimes it comes up where there's unpaid child support alimony. I'm sure you can understand that that obviously is a red flag to us. But if your business is used to getting, when I hear that Michael's getting, you're getting 6% on a line of credit with your Capital One, you can really expect a lower cost of funds with us. Not lower than 6%, but lower in general. Yeah. So the spectrum is going to be, you know, everything starts at about 11 cents on the dollar and then goes to, 25 cents on the dollar. And the reason I say cents on the dollar instead of percent is because of the loans I mentioned. For example, the ones wholesalers take and people who are looking for loans of less than a year. There's no APR attached, so just to keep everything uniform, and that's most of our business is about a year or less. Just working with small businesses. We have equipment financing that goes to 5 years, very traditional, just like what you have with Capital One. But when it comes to unsecured working capital, it's just a different type of loan. So, if, for example, if you had the scary end of it, right? Let's say. You know, it was a 25 cents on the dollar or so. If you had that over 2 years, though, you're looking at about 12.5%. So it's not, it sounds scarier up front than it really is.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to just, show this to him and let him know. It's not really smart to consolidate your Capital One lines of credit because you're getting a better deal with that. But if you need some capital real quick, that you think you'll be able to pay off in the next 2 to 3 years, then, that's the option you have.
Okay. Yeah, Michelle, will you write down my my extension?
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
It's 1121.
1121. And what was your name again?
Yeah, it's Nick Chapman.
Nick Chapman, okay.
And I feel like you... I don't want to tell you who I was working with because it's really I like to keep everything private, but Montauk Highway, I'm gonna tell you what, I think I work with one of your neighbors.
Are you from
Area? No, I do.
Like someone else has a loan over here?
No, because I know Montauk Highway, and I was like, second, why would I know that?
Very big.
Montauk
Highway goes from like the entire length of Suffolk County, like. A couple hundred miles.
Kidding.
Suffolk County
Okay.
is the eastern end of Long Island. Suffolk County is the eastern end of Long Island, so it goes from like the middle of the island all the way
up
to Montauk.
It's Hampton Bays. I work with someone in Hampton Bays.
Hampton Bays is part of Montauk Highway. Yeah, that's the eastern portion. You know, you could go. Montauk Highway begins in Amityville, actually. That's where I live, and that is the middle of Long Island, right smack in the middle, and then it starts there, and then it goes all the way out to Montauk Point, where the two forks fork out, and then you got the two, Hamptons on the bottom, and then the North Fork on the top. So it's pretty long, but it's still all in the same state, the same city.
I mean, yeah,
it's long.
It's
the bottom portion, the beaches and everything are all there.
Yeah,
so
oh my God,
I'm like 5 minutes from the beach.
Nice.
It's a nice place to live.
Yeah. Did you have a tough winter?
This winter was not bad at all. No, not compared to the last few. I think we had one blizzard this winter, but the last few winters we had like at least two or three. Like we were just getting hit every weekend, like with 2 feet, 3 feet. It was bad. And then Hurricane Sandy was really bad for Long Island too.
Oh my God.
That was pretty bad. A lot of people,
I was living in D.C. when that happened, and it went right by us. And you guys just got so.
Oh yeah, Yeah. Yeah, it hit us bad. It actually hit the inside a little worse, like Staten Island, which is where I'm originally from, and then the Rockaways, like Queens over there, it hit right into New York City. It was bad. But
yeah,
we're good now. We had a decent year. A warm winter, too, actually. It was like 70-something degrees on Christmas, which is very strange.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, I also work with a business I'm embarrassed to say it. Center Mauritius? How do you say it?
Yeah, Center Mauritius is very close to Shirley, where I am right now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the winter, he does a lot of snow plowing in the winter, this guy I work with.
Okay.
And him and another guy up, but even in Maine, they didn't have a really bad winter, so they lost a lot of money because there wasn't as much snow as usual.
Yeah, I'm sure. There wasn't at all. It was very extremely warm this winter. Very strange.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, did that affect your... Oh, I'll let you go. I know you're busy. I was just going to ask if it affected your tire.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to wonder if that affected your tire business, because when there's not as much snow and nasty weather, the tires... don't get as much wear, right?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe that's why he's looking for money. Maybe we were a little slow. I don't know. You know, it's not like New York's weird, like where we are in New York, Long Island and New York City. We're not like upstate New York where it's always snowing. So I think everybody got spoiled here in New York because for a lot of years, like 10, 20 years, we really didn't get, we just get a couple snowstorms a year.
Yeah.
And then for the last couple years, maybe from like 2009 to like 2014, we were getting a lot. It was like always snowing and the snow was always there. So maybe he was really busy for like 5 years or so, and then this year it slowed back down. Could be true.
Yeah.
Could be true.
All right.
That's why I need some money this year. I've only been working for 2 years, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because there was a Thai guy in New Jersey who was kind of telling me, he lives by the coast, and he was saying the really mild winter affected him. But
I'm just
trying to draw it all together. I think it's really interesting how the economies work together and how it affects it. But that's
true.
What makes me click or me tick. But anyway, I'll let you get back to work. But yeah, have them give me a call. Be happy to chat about anything. And also, I think it's worth noting we don't charge any application fees or anything like that. So if he wants to know what the approval looks like, we'll be happy to do it.
Okay. Oh, so he can like go through the whole process and then decide if he wants to take it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we've been around about 14 years, so we have a lot of experience, and we just don't, need to try to nickel and dime our customers, for small fees and stuff like that. So.
And then once he does, if he does take something, is there like a closing cost or anything attached to this? Or?
No, we don't charge an origination fee, no.
Okay. All right, sounds good. I will bring this all to him later on today, and I'll get back to you.
Thanks, Michelle. It was nice talking to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.